We begin this hour with some changes to the way you might have to talk about what you're spending and who you're giving it to. The White House circulating a draft executive order that would require federal contractors to report all campaign contributions to candidates and third-party organizations. The draft document surprising vendors, and Federal News Radio's Jason Miller here to talk about the details on the draft executive order and why vendors are worried. This was indeed a big surprise. Nobody had any idea this was really cooking, and so the details of it, as you're reporting on federalnewsradio.com, are quite unusual.
Well, I think it's a very short executive order. It's only about two pages of the draft, and we will have a link online later today. But it says agency contracting departments must require vendors to disclose certain political contributions and expenditures over the past 2 years before submitting a bid on a contract. Now, not just a bid, but any bid and any contract. Now, the contributions include anything to federal candidates, federal, Democrat, Republican, other parties, and party committees, as well as, and this is very interesting, third-party entities, and this is what it says, with the intention or reasonable expectation that the parties will use that money to make independent expenditures or electioneering communications. Yes,
wow.
Yes, lawyers wrote this. Now, contributions are anything more than $5,000 in any one given year.
Okay.
So, for a lot of companies and a lot of individuals who run big companies, $5,000 is not a whole lot of money.
Yep.
Now, remember, this is a draft executive order, and it could change, so I'm going to be clear about that. But as it stands right now, it would require all of this data to be published in data.gov in what they call a machine-readable format, so obviously easily downloaded to a computer.
Right.
But as we've reported on Federal News Radio, data.gov is one of those transparency websites that could be on the chopping block because it's going to be running out of money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting that they're making this call out to data.gov, yet it could be going dark fairly soon.
Right.
Now, the administration writes in the draft that the goal is to ensure contracting process is free from undue influence of factors extraneous to the underlying merits of the decision for the contract, such as political activity or political favoritism. I did contact the White House and got this emailed comment from an administration official. They say the president is committed to an overhaul of government contracting policies to promote accountability, transparency, and competition. Taxpayers deserve to feel confident that the federal contracting decisions are based on merit alone and not influenced by political favoritism. Now, that being said, they say the document is a draft. This is still moving through the standard review and feedback process. It's not final, but it's all about accountability and transparency to the federal contracting system that they believe needs much reform.
I think why vendors are concerned about this, but what are they actually saying is bothering them?
Well, I think you're probably on the right path there. and when you said this was sprung on them without consultation, discussion, or notice, I think that initially was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's secondary, really. Stan Soloway is the president of the Professional Services Council, which is an industry association.
It's a rather odd executive order in that basically the president would be singling out government contractors for special and unique reporting regarding political contributions, most of which or all of which are primarily already reported through the Federal Election Commission, in some effort to tie contract award to potential political contributions and to break any possibility that there's bias created by those contributions. But the reality is that's the last thing you want to do is politicize the process. Contract award are made by contracting officers who can find out if they wanted to know where somebody's political contributions went, but it's irrelevant to the process. These are merit-based decisions, and they should remain merit-based. And introducing political contributions in one direction or another actually could be very harmful. So it's a troubling suggestion that this is necessary to somehow protect the integrity of the process, when in fact it could do exactly the opposite.
Now, Soloway adds, in all his years of working in the contracting community, remember, he was an undersecretary of defense for contracting, so he has it in the government. He's worked at the PSC for a number of years. He has rarely seen ever politics play a role on the front end of the contracting process.
Mm-hmm.
And when it does, it's things like the Joint Strike Fighter or the second engine or even the refueling tanker, where everybody knows what's going on. It's a series of companies fighting it out. And all that data on campaign contributions is right there at the Federal Election Commission database.
Mm-hmm. The concept of this, that was exactly what I was expecting that Stan would say, because it just seems like it's information that's not relevant to the contracting process moving forward. The administration is focusing on contractors in a number of different ways. Why is this part of that, and any sense of why they're going this direction now?
There has been several initiatives. You're absolutely right. Now, for instance, they've failed, for instance, on the high road contracting effort, which was basically a rule that would make vendors meet certain standards of ethical and compliance with the law. Now, the White House also is focused on federal contractor performance, just launched that contractor database April 15th. There's also been anti-lobbying rules. Now, I caught up with Trey Hodgkins, who is the Senior Vice President for National Security and Procurement Policy at Tech America, which is another industry association. And he says it's less about going after contractors, but more about pushing a specific agenda through the regulatory process.
This appears to be trying to do through regulatory action what the Supreme Court deemed as a First Amendment right in a ruling last year, and that Congress was unable to find consensus around what was called the Disclose Act also last year to try and overturn what the Supreme Court had done. So this is attempting, it appears, to limit First Amendment activities for companies that may also be engaged as federal contractors. We don't believe that this potentially partisan and certainly political activity has any place being injected into the contracting process.
Now, obviously, Soloway agrees with Hodgkins about the administration trying to push through the regulatory process, something that they had little chance of pushing through the legislative process. Soloway also adds that the White House has more ability to affect contractors since they do work for the government. Now, Soloway adds that the White House may be shooting themselves in the foot with this proposal because it could have the opposite effect of what they want. Now, I've also reached out to several members on the Hill and got a comment back from Senator Susan Collins, the ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. And she says she's troubled by the draft executive order. And it seems like to get as she repeats what Soloway and Trey Hodgkins says about getting parts of the Disclose Act into policy, even though Congress rejected the current bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she says it's just a draft, so she hopes cooler heads will prevail and the proposal will not see the light of day.
All right. We'll look forward to having you continue to follow this and update us on this, because this is pretty relevant to everybody that does anything politically active in the contracting community. Thank you, Jason Miller. More on Federal Drive tomorrow morning.
More on the Federal Drive with Tom and Annie, and, of course, on federalnewsradio.com.